Iowans have come to expect a certain degree of personal attention from presidential candidates. And in this farming state, they expect candidates to answer very specific questions about agriculture policy. At the state fair in Des Moines, farmer Dave Kalsom says he thinks he's settled on a favorite candidate, but he still wants to quiz the man before he makes up his mind.
I want to talk to him if I can get to talk to him a little bit and see what more he has to say about it.
Kalsom is probably justified in expecting a private one-on-one with his candidate of choice. All the Republicans in the race, except John McCain, have spent the summer traversing the state, trying to collect supporters who will vote in the August 14th Republican straw poll. The Democrats, Vice President Al Gore and former Senator Bill Bradley, have also had last-minute swings through the state to share some of the media attention generated by the Republican poll. At a meet-and-greet session on a local Democrat's front porch in Des Moines, Bill Bradley talks about the importance of saving small farms.
If you have agribusiness owning large farms, you have the beginning of a vertically integrated monopoly. And I think you lose something in terms of quality of life, and you lose something that is incredibly important to the country.
When Bradley represented New Jersey in the U.S. Senate, he opposed government subsidies for ethanol, a program that's very important to corn growers. Now that he's campaigning in Iowa, he's reversed himself, pledging, in his words, no raids on ethanol. He says he's very concerned about what he calls the worst farm crisis of a generation, caused by nearly record low prices for grains and some livestock. And he lays much of the blame on the Republican-sponsored Freedom to Farm Act of 1996, which phased out limits on production and the federal subsidies that went with them.
The freedom to farm hasn't been successful. And we need to think about new products. We need to think about ways that we can take a certain land out of production. We need to think about ways that we can allow farmers, family farmers, to be able to have a recognition that this product was produced on a family farm, so that publics will be able to buy that brand, family farm, of pork or whatever.
Still, neither he nor Vice President Al Gore is calling for a full-scale repeal of Freedom to Farm. Many farmers like the new ability they have to plant what they want, when they want. Instead, the Democrats are offering changes in the mechanics of how farmers sell their product, such as forcing grain companies and meat packers to reveal how much they pay for crops in different parts of the country. Most Republicans defend the Freedom to Farm Act, but they say the Clinton administration hasn't implemented it properly. Former Tennessee Governor Lamar Alexander is the Republican who spent the most time talking about the issues with Iowa farmers, and his view on the Freedom to Farm Act parallels that of most Republicans in the race.
Part of the promise of the Freedom to Farm Act was that they would open markets, and we're not opening markets. This president is the first one since Nixon not to get the Congress to give him the power to negotiate trade agreements and fast track. He's not using export credits. He's not retaliating against the Europeans. So he's not living up to his promise.
But there are some Republicans, primarily some of those running behind in the polls and in fundraising, who see other factors at work in the farm crisis. Former Vice President Dan Quayle blames the Federal Reserve and rising interest rates.
I'm focusing on deflation. I'm trying to get Alan Greenspan out here to recognize that we have deflation out on the farm. You have Clinton, Gore, Greenspan giving the farmer the cold shoulder.
Conservative TV commentator Pat Buchanan also blames the banking system, but he takes things further, saying the administration and New York banks favor the interests of foreign producers over those of American farmers.
We've shoveled out all this IMF money to these countries, and these countries got to make money to pay back to New York banks. And the only way they're going to pay back to New York banks is to dump goods in the United States. And so the American farmer and worker and industry are sacrificed on the altar of the global economy, which has been structured for the benefit of Goldman Sachs and Chase Manhattan Bank. And that is the great betrayal.
Surprisingly, Buchanan, widely considered to occupy the right wing of the Republican Party, seems more willing than the Democrats to consider bringing back some version of the old subsidies and price guarantee structure. He calls the Freedom to Farm Act a failed experiment.
You do want the American farmer, basically, to be work in a free market, I think, with a safety net under him for the vicissitudes of weather and conditions and global markets and the rest. I mean, the farmer is someone who can make a tremendous amount one year and go deeply in debt the next year through no fault of his own.
Buchanan's views actually resemble those of some left-leaning farm activists, such as Iowa Farmers Union President John Whitaker. Manning the Farmers Union booth in the agriculture building at the state fair, Whitaker says he wants the next president to promote a grain reserve system that would do more to prevent gluts in the market. And he wants the Justice Department to investigate the big commodities companies more aggressively for possible price fixing. Whitaker is a Democrat, and he thinks Al Gore is the candidate most likely to deliver those changes. He says Gore told him as much in a personal conversation just the other day. But Whitaker says he's also a realist about what might happen to those promises.
After caucus next winter, I hope they don't just leave us. Evaporate like frost off the windshield, you know.
But you're afraid they might.
I've seen this happen in the past. Like I said, yesterday the vice president said all the right things. We got to have some action.
For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Martin Costi.